The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Dan Latta, and we are live. Welcome. Let me just put my picture up so you can see me. Hey, everybody. How are you doing? Hope you're well. So, welcome to this Facebook Live. This is the first one we've done in the Success Junkies group. So, if I'm looking off screen, I've got my laptop down here. I've got my desktop PC up here. All the video work is coming off the laptop, and so that's what we'll use today. But I can also see who's commenting over in the video, over in the group, rather. So if I'm looking off screen, then that's what I'm actually looking for. So look, if you've got any questions, I would like to answer them for you. We're going to talk about content creation, specifically why you should be doing it, how often, when, where, how you distribute it, what you're going to use it for. If you've got any questions, just stick them in the box below. If you can hear me okay, just give me a yee-haw in the house. I do enjoy the yee-haws. Let me just see. It looks like it's all working fine from a technology point of view. I've got a couple of people watching it, so that's awesome. So welcome. Say hello. Who's watching, by the way? Just if you can just pop a big hello in the box below, that would be really cool. Thank you, Nathan, for your like, by the way, just to prove it is live. If you've got a question, Nathan, then I'm more than happy to help. Of course, we've got our networking event on the 2nd of March in Leeds. So just before we do the content stuff, let me just tell you about that. So we got half an hour, starts at 7 o'clock. Half an hour, we're going to be doing the, like, you know, meet and greet, basically, and just get everybody there. And then for an hour, we're going to go into one of the local rooms at the Radisson, one of the meeting rooms there, and we'll just do some face-to-face coaching. So if you've got a question, if you've got a problem, you've got an obstacle in your business, or something that you want to resolve, then come along to that. It's totally free of charge. We're really good at doing face-to-face. We've got the whiteboard, and we'll have the whiteboard when we're doing the coaching. It is shit hot. You will love it. So if you can attend that, then please come along to that. That'd be cool. That'll last for about an hour. And then just the last half hour is just a bit of networking. And it's supposed to finish at 9, but it might finish at 10. It might finish at 11. It might go on all night. Who the hell knows? So we're really open. Hey Kelvin, how are you doing? Hey Nathan, thank you for that. Good, you can all hear me. Wonderful! It's nice to get some people actually saying hello. So thank you so much, I really appreciate it. So look, have you got any questions about content? I've got some stuff I'm going to go through anyway for you. I speak fast, because I'm excited. I always get excited doing this stuff, because I buzz off this stuff. I know what I'm doing, we can help your business, and if you're not sure what you're supposed to be doing, then just asking in a question box. It does take a little bit of a delay to update, and it, you know, it's Facebook Live, it's going up to satellites and that sort of thing, but it's like 30 seconds to update, and I'll have to keep on refreshing the Facebook feed as well. But if you've got any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them. So, content. Let's talk about content. And in fact, it came from a quick conversation I had with someone who's watching right now, actually. And it was about, what do you do with this content? What sort of content are you supposed to be creating for your business? So let's pick an example. If you guys got an example business, and we'll literally tell you how to create content for that specific business. If you haven't, that's fine. I will just go and make it up. Let me just check again just to see. I'll have a quick drink. If you've got a question about your specific business and content, I have my marker pen. There's nothing coming up at the moment, so let's just pick a random business, okay? This, by the way, let me just make sure I've got space here. There we go. This is my whiteboard. So if you're wondering where I am today, by the way, I'm actually in a villa in Spain. It is sunny outside, but it's not warm enough to be sleeveless today, although it was really nice yesterday. So I'm actually in a villa. We've got a nice little setup. So we've got the desktop PC, we've got the laptop, we've got the microphone, we've got the high-definition camera, we've got the whiteboard. I'm actually sat in the front room where my desk is, simply because that's where... You know, we've got light on three different angles. It's really nice, frankly. That's why we do it from here. The next lot, coming up to summer, will be outside next to the pool, which is always really cool, by the way. Okay, so, fresher air. Okay, thank you, Kelvin. So, fresher air, odour removal and sanitising. Perfect. Thank you, Kelvin. So, Kelvin, I'm going to ask you specifically, what topics can you talk about? So, like, I'm a complete layperson. I've got no idea what odour removal and sanitising is. However, I've got a few examples because we've spoken about it on the phone. So, odour removal. Of course, everybody knows what odour removal is. We've all seen the adverts with Febreze. So, you might want to talk about what the differences are between what you provide and what another well-named brand provides. So, the differences... versus you versus Febreze. So what I'll do is, let me stick this. So let's put topics. And I hope you can read my writing, by the way. Let me make that. It says topics. So we've got you versus brand. So that's you versus a brand. So like, for example, do you think someone's going to talk about, maybe run a search on, how does Febreze work? Okay, so like... So that's topics, and then the next one could be titles. So this would be, I'm not going to write it because it'll take forever, but how does Febreze work? That is a topic that someone would probably type on Google, okay? They might even type it on YouTube. Now, if you've got a YouTube video, then your video comes up at the top. So there's just something extra I wanted to point out, and I can't find my board rubber, that's fine. Something extra I want to point out is, where does this content go? So it's fine coming up with topics, you versus a brand, for example, on odour removal. And you could even talk about odour removal on your mattress, okay? So if you've got a smelly mattress, rather than spending the money replacing it, what else can you do to remove the odour? So that's a headline like that, removing odour from your mattress. So you've got a topic and you've got a title. But where does this content actually go? This is really important that you get this. Okay, so let me use a different colour that I think will stand out a little bit better. Let's use a different marker. I think this one should work, actually. Oops. So let's do this. So what you've got here is you've got your website. Okay. It's still not coming up very bright, is it? Let's have a look. Let's use a blue one. You've got your website. Most of your content needs to go on your website. Because this is the thing. If you're creating content and you're shoving every piece of content onto Facebook, okay, LinkedIn, we'll just put LI, LinkedIn. If you're putting all of your content on Facebook and your group or your page gets banned, you've lost all of that content. Whereas, if you put all of the content on your website, then, you know, if Facebook goes down for whatever reason, you've still got your website. So you're owning your content. And what you should be doing here on Facebook is, let me just get rid of that. Normally I've got a board number, by the way, but I can't seem to find it. See if it's on the laptop. Oh, I don't know where it is. Oh, I found it. Okay. So normally what you want to do on Facebook is... You've written an article and you want to put a link back to that article. And the whole point of this is that every person on Facebook that you sent, that you put in this, you know, I've got a topic about how to use Febreze, what's better than Febreze, or how to remove odours in your house without using chemicals or something like that. So there's a certain proportion of people on Facebook that will like that. Now, the idea here is that you're going to drive them back to your website. The whole point of then driving them back onto your website is that, one, you've got them on your website, that's good, but your website's got to do a certain number of things. The number one thing that it's got to do is it's got to have a pop-up, and it's got to be asking, now it doesn't need to be a pop-up, but it's got to be a methodology of getting people's email addresses. This is the whole point of doing content, is that you get email addresses. When you go onto my website, let me just see if there's any comments, by the way, but when you go onto my website, there's lots of web forms that you can fill in to try and get someone's email address, because once we've got their email address, then we can communicate with them. So you've got, like, literally 7 seconds to get someone on your website and get their email address, because on average, I think it's like 93% of people leave your website. Perfect, okay. 93% of people will leave your website in 7 seconds. Literally, you've got 7 seconds to capture someone. So on my website, it's interesting because we do it slightly differently. So on my website, a pop-up comes up, but it comes up after about 15 seconds. And the reason for that is that those people that are staying longer than 7 seconds, they're actually in the right place, right? So now that we know they're in the right place, they are much more likely to fill in the web form to go, yeah, I want more information. Whereas if you have a pop-up that comes up instantly, like, people don't even know if they're in the right place yet. They don't know if you can help them. This is what your website should be doing, but people don't know if they can be helped by your website. So then they get introduced to this pop-up, and you know what they do? They'll go elsewhere. And so your pop-up, you can't have it immediately. It's got to wait a little bit. You're going to have some people that will land on your website and disappear. In fact, most of them do, 93%. And we were lucky. We get like 60% retention after those first 7 seconds. But still, we're losing 40% of all the people that are hitting our website. So if, let's say we're doing 10,000 people a month on our website. 4,000 people are going, right? So you've got to work out, when is this pop-up going to be suitable for you to do it? So the whole point here of creating content and putting it on your website, the whole point of doing that is to get an email address. That is the only purpose that we do it. There's a secondary purpose, however. Okay, the secondary purpose is to build authority. It's to make it look like you actually know what you're doing. So Kelvin, thanks, you've put how to remove odors permanently without chemicals. That's a great topic and a great title. So then what you would do is you would take that how to remove odors permanently without chemicals. You would create a video maybe like this. This is really easy to do. You'd embed that onto your website, okay? And then on Facebook, you would have the title with a link back to the page on your website. The person sees it on Facebook, comes onto your website, they want to see it. A pop-up comes up and goes, get five things you're doing wrong in the house, or five ways to keep your house tidy, five ways to remove allergies within the house. Because the type of person that wants to remove odors permanently without chemicals, the, whatever it is this pop-up is giving them has to be associated with that. So this is where we get onto squeeze pages and landing pages. So remember, the only reason you're creating content is only really two reasons, right? The first reason is to send people back to your website. The only reason we want that is so that a pop-up can come up and get their details. So let me just show you. This is what it should look like. So on your website, this is what you should have, okay? This is your homepage. And then normally here, you've got three or four different pages. So this one is maybe product. This one maybe is about us. This one will be contact. That says contact, believe it or not. And then what would the fourth one be? The fourth one would be perhaps product A. This one might be product B. So this is really important, and I want you to understand what happens here. Because when someone on Facebook, so we've got Facebook up here, let me just see. Yeah, you can see that, that's fine. So you've got someone on Facebook, what you want to be doing right here is you want to have what we call, I'm going to stick it down here, a squeeze page. Because your video or your piece of content, let's say it's about how to remove odors permanently without chemicals, only a certain type of person will click that link and land on your squeeze page. Okay? Only a certain type of person. Now, the person that will follow that, which is to do with removing odors without chemicals, is different than a person who's got a smelly mattress. It's different. They're two different people. We call them avatars. And so in my business, we've got very specific avatars. In fact, in my business, interestingly, 55% of my viewers on YouTube are aged between, I think it's 33 and 55, and are men. Over half of the people seeing my stuff on YouTube, are male between the ages of 33 and 55. Right, so of my YouTube content, I've got to be very specific to that type of person. And as it happens, I'm slap bang in the middle of that. I'm 44, right in the middle of that that sort of avatar. But you've got to understand this avatar. Who is your customer? So, for example, Kelvin, this might be, it could be a housewife, okay? I hate the word housewife. It sounds so sexist to me. It could be stay-at-home mum. It just all sounds so sexist. Anyway, it could be a woman who has got maybe allergies, or her children have allergies, and they want to remove odours permanently without chemicals, okay? So it's like your marketing should be representing that type of person, okay? So in mine, for example, we're doing a Facebook Live right now about content. And so right here, we put it on Facebook. Now, we might take this video, we might embed it on a web page, okay? And this web page will say, give, and it might have a pop-up here, or it might, in order to see this video replay, we might ask them for their details, like email address, which then goes into, so this is a squeeze page here, and then we get their email address. Now, we've got their email address in my email list, okay, which means we can then start to build a relationship. That's the whole point. Does this make sense? So what we've got then is a comment on Facebook Live, which drives people to a squeeze page. Now, interestingly, the way that we've done this is we've said we're going on Facebook Live in the Success Junkies group. That is actually my squeeze page. That went out on Twitter and LinkedIn and that sort of thing. And for those people who go, yeah, I want that, they have to sign up for Success Junkies, okay? Then they come on board, and then now they're watching the video. Now, I've not got their email address, but I have got a connection with them in the Success Junkies group. And there's a number of people in the group right now that have come into this group because of this. And now we're in the process of building up a relationship so I can find out more about what they want, and they can find out more about whether I can actually help what they do. Now, does this make sense? Have you got any questions about this? Because it sounds really complicated, but it's really not complicated. I'm going to do a different diagram in a minute, but I just want to see if you've got any questions first. No, so there's nothing coming up, so that's fine. So let me show you this in a different diagram way. Okay, because we all operate differently, don't we, in our minds. And some people understand this and actually operate in the way that I've diagrammed it there. And other people are like, no, I don't get it then. Okay, so this is what you do. So I'm going to do a step-by-step process. Okay, so I'm literally making this up as I go along. Okay, but it works. This is how we do it. So step one. Write content. Now, this could be write, video, or audio. My podcast, by the way, audio, is the easiest out of these to create, and the quickest to create, and it's also the thing that gets the biggest reach, because with MP3s and iTunes, you can watch, listen to this while you're driving the car, but you can't watch a video while you're driving the car. You can watch this on the tube, but you can't watch a video on a tube because it needs to stream, and often you can't do that. So step one, write content. Step two, embed on your website. So step one, write the content or create the content. Step two, embed it on your website. Step three, ensure email capture. Handwriting is terrible. Create your content. Embed that content on your website. Make sure you've got some sort of email capture, like a pop-up form or something where it says, if you want more information about this, then fill in this email. And then number four, post onto social media. That's it. That's four steps. That's exactly what you need to be doing. So step one, create content. Step two, embed it on your website. Step three, ensure email capture. I couldn't even read what that said then. Step four, post it onto social media. You see me posting stuff all the time on social media. And that's it. Now, how often do you need to be doing this? Well, how often do you think? Answers on a postcard. At least every day. At least every day. Let's put it this way. If you're running a business and you've got no clients right now, then what else are you doing, right? I know Kelvin's just had an operation, and get well soon, Kelvin, and I think you are by the sounds of it. That's awesome. But while you're sat on your butt, get your laptop and start creating articles. I mean, I actually use, I think I've got the document open, I actually use Google Docs. And so on Google Docs, I can do it on my mobile phone. So when I'm up in the air, because I fly an awful lot, as you know, when I'm up in the air and I get an idea, I can go to Google Docs, even if I'm not connected to the internet, and I can create a new document. So we've got some documents here. What's this one called? Why being you is the only way to be successful. That's an article I've written. Why cash flow is king. That's another article I've written. So I get an idea, I pop it on Google Docs, and then I can go back to that idea and edit it when I've got a spare bit of time or when I'm really highly motivated to write an article. But also off that, like why be you? Being you is the only way to be successful. I can create a video off that. I've got the headline. I know what I'm doing. I go down to the beach. I get my fancy camera, which is this DJI Osmo. It's a very nice piece of kit there. It's full HD. Let me just switch it on. So it's full HD, and it doesn't matter. You can't really see that, but it doesn't matter what I do, but the camera just stays exactly the same. Really cool piece of kit. So I've got the headline. I can go to the beach. I can hit record, and I can just do a quick video for a couple of minutes just talking about that. I've got the article written. Write the content, create the video, create the audio. I can create a podcast off of that as well. I've got another article called Why Cash Flow is King. Great, I've got the article. I can then go to the beach or go somewhere else and do the video of that. I can then even extract the audio from that video, depending on, I mean, for example, like this video, I could include this video, extract the MP3 and have that as an iTunes podcast. That's really easy to do. I've already created a video. Some of it's visual, so it doesn't go over onto the podcast properly. But, like, what do you need visuals for? Like, could you have done this without looking at me? Yeah. Right? Can you read what's on the board even? Maybe. But doubtful on a mobile phone. But can you, you know, have you taken the information in? Of course you have. Okay? So that bit's really easy. It's about streamlining this, but it's not just about creating the content. It's what do you then do with the content? And so that bit's really easy. You embed it onto your website. So your video, for example, you upload to YouTube, and then you get the embed code, which is like some HTML. You just stick it into your website. You ensure that you've got some sort of email capture. You also need a call to action as well, by the way, on your content. And then once you have embedded it on your website, you literally just post it to social media. Now, only a small percentage of people on social media will actually see that. I hope you got this down, because I have not got this written down anyway. Okay, anyway, let's just talk about how you post it on social media and a really simple way of doing it. So I use a bit of software called Hootsuite. Have you got any questions about this, by the way? Let me just check on that first. Okay, so I use Hootsuite. Hootsuite. Cost me maybe, I don't know, £8 a month, something like that. So I can post once. So I literally post. Let me just do this a bit better, actually. Let me post. So I literally just send it to Hootsuite. I upload an image. I upload, like, you know, the title and then a link to the content. And then Hootsuite sends it to Facebook. And I can set it up so it can send it to Facebook. It can go into a Success Junkies group. It can go on my page. It can go on my personal profile. It can go into any other pages that I happen to own in Facebook. Okay. At the same time, it will send it out to Twitter. It will also send it to LinkedIn. And it will also send it to Instagram. I don't know what Instagram is, IG. So it does that automatically. Now, the way the algorithms work on Facebook, only like 7% of my friends on Facebook will even see that. That's like 7%. So if I think I've got about 3,000 contacts on Facebook, okay, on my personal friends page, like, you know, just like your normal Facebook. But only 7% of those people see that. What's that, 210 people? It's not a huge amount, is it? So what you've got to be doing is you've got to be posting regularly on each of these. Like Twitter, Grant Cardone on Twitter, he tweets like, I think it's like 5 times an hour. Like, I don't even know how he has time to do that. Look at Gary Vaynerchuk. Look how much Facebook video. He's got a full-time videographer. I think he's probably got two now. But he creates so many, like, 30-second, one-minute videos, and he just sends them out everywhere. So if we go on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Like, if it's all right for everybody else to be doing this, then you should be doing it as well. But the idea here is that you can create content, and I'm going to show you how to do this, but you should be creating content and then taking that content and repurposing the content. Let me show you the order in which you should be doing it. Okay, it's really easy. Step one, video. Create yourself a video. Step two, you can actually extract the audio out of that video. You can then upload it to, say, SoundCloud.com. SoundCloud will enable you to have a podcast without costing you anything at all. It won't get on iTunes through SoundCloud, but at least you've got an MP3. You could even email that MP3 out. Step three, if you don't like writing, you could send the audio, and I've forgotten what the name of the transcription service is, but you can just send the MP3 of the audio. It costs $1 a minute. So if you've got a 30-minute audio, for $30, they will transcript, they will write everything that's spoken and create an article out of that for you. So literally, this is repurposing, spelled wrong, content. My arms aren't long enough, not Mr. Tickle. So step one, you create a video. Step two, you pull the audio out of that. And step three, you pull the article out of the audio. Step four is to post. One, two, three. And you can do those at different times. Remember, Facebook only gives like 7% of your entire friends. So if you post a video, what day is it today? It's Monday, right? So you could post a video today, you could pull out the audio, and then post the audio tomorrow, and then by the time all that's done, you've then, by day three, you'll have the article. So you now have got 3 days of content which pretty much all talk about the same thing. Like some of this, so I would actually create 3 separate pages on your website. So the first one's a video, second one's audio, third one's article. Now the interesting thing right here is, from a search engine optimization point of view, if you choose your keywords very carefully, you've got 3 bites of the cherry here, all with unique content. Even though each piece of content is about exactly the same thing, it's actually unique. Because Google can't tell the difference between video and audio and an article. It can't read an article and go, hang on, that's exactly what he said in the video. Google can't do that. It can't do it yet, anyway. Maybe in 10 years, probably in 10 years, it can do that. But we're not there yet, you know? Okay, any questions? Any questions about content? About how to, where to, why to, you know, pretty much we've covered everything from start to finish. Hey Bhavesh, welcome, joining temporarily, I'm guessing, but the replay will be up anyway, so you'll be able to go and watch the replay. If you guys have any other questions, then just drop me a line. I think there's probably a good chance that we will upload this to the podcast, and then I'll put the link to the podcast as well. But if you are listening to this on a podcast, then welcome. Let's have a quick drink there. And let me hit refresh. So this is how you should be creating content. Now, let's just talk about your website for a minute. I see so many people, and they say, you know, well, I bought this website, Dan. I bought it for £2,000. It looks very pretty. It's got all the bells and whistles, but it just doesn't work. And I'll say to them, what do you mean it doesn't work? And they go, well, it just doesn't work. Okay, how many visitors are you getting every day? Well, I don't know. Okay, so it's like, do you think maybe you should find out how many visitors you're getting? And I've even seen people and go, well, I spent £2,000 on a website. It doesn't work. I'm not putting any more money into this website. I spent enough. And that's crazy. That's like buying a Ferrari. And you mean, well, it looks nice. It's got all the bells and whistles, but it doesn't go very fast. Okay. Have you put any petrol in? No. I'm not putting petrol in. That costs too much money, that. I spent enough on that car. It's rubbish. It doesn't work. It's like, you got to put your petrol in. Your petrol is your content. The people visiting your website will visit the website simply because of the content. They're not there on your website for any other reason other than can you solve their problem or can you help them along with whatever problem they've got. The only reason people land on my website is they either want business coaching or property coaching. They don't come on it to look at my shiny face and watch Facebook Live because I'm funny, although I think I am, obviously. But that's exactly not why they do it. They come on the website, you're in Success Junkies because you want something out of it, you know. You don't come on it just for a laugh. Although, actually, sometimes people do. If you've got a YouTube video and it's very funny, then actually that's why people will watch it. So you've got to be creating content. It's like content, content, content. It's more relevant today than at any other time in history. And history is an interesting one because it's changed. In the olden days, you see, going back 10 years ago, we had radio, right? Look what's happened to radio. We've now got podcasts. Have you seen how many podcasts there are? And you might be going, yeah, but competition. Yeah, but have you seen how many people are actually listening to podcasts now? I'm constantly flying and I'm constantly driving in the car. In fact, January, we worked out, I did 37 and a half hours in the car just driving to the airport. Literally just driving to an airport, nearly 40 hours. That's like a week's worth. It's like a full-time job just driving to the airport, right? That's not including standing around in queues to get on the plane and being on the plane as well for another 2.5 hours. That's half of 37 and a half hours, whatever that is, another 20 hours, call it. So I spent 60 hours driving to the airport and being on a plane, okay? 60 hours. I was looking at books on Audible last night. The longest book I found so far was like 11 hours long. It was Gary Vee's something or other. And there's a Les Brown book as well. That's about 15 hours. But I could have listened to both of those books with all the travelling that I did. But I couldn't have watched that on a video and I couldn't have read it as an article, you see. So audio is really taking off right now. But it used to be radio and now it's podcasts, you see. And in the olden days we had TV with all their adverts. Now we've got YouTube and we've got Facebook. It's not even YouTube anymore. It's Facebook Live just like you're watching. Excuse me. In the olden days we used to have newspapers and magazines. Well, we haven't got that now. How much content do we actually read on our mobile devices? A huge amount compared to papers and that sort of thing. So you've actually got an opportunity to be creator of the written word, creator of the listened word, and the creator of the videoed word. You've got all of that by creating your video, your audio, and your articles, and then shipping it all out and posting it out on Hootsuite so it goes out to everything. And you've got to be doing this on a regular basis. Okay, I'm pretty much done. We're coming up to half an hour, which is longer than I intended. Let me just see if you've got any questions. And if you think of anything after, just Coke. Yes, I am on Coke. It's not diet. It's full-fat Coke. Although it's Coke Zero because the missus likes it. And the Coke Zero in Spain, everybody loves for some reason. So if you've got any questions that you haven't thought about just yet, or you want to come and message me in the Success Junkies group on Facebook, then come and find us. It's facebook.com/joinsuccessjunkies. Or come and find me on Facebook, whatever. But I'm always happy to answer any questions. We've got the networking event on the 2nd of March in Leeds, 7 till 9, where we do some life coaching. We'll do some more stuff like this, if you can attend that. Other than that, for all those people that attended live, awesome. Thank you so much. And thanks a lot for your comments and your likes and that sort of thing. And if you've not liked it yet, then just give us a quick like. It's always nice. And if you are listening to this on a podcast, then you need to come into the Success Junkies group just so that you can watch this stuff live. Hopefully next week or the week after that we'll be out next to the pool because it'll be a lot warmer. It was beautiful yesterday. It was like 20 degrees here in Spain in February, which is really cool. Other than that, thank you so much. We'll see you live on the next Facebook Live. Let me finish and put up the Facebook Live. Awesome, guys. Thank you very much. We'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. Brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.